Despite the elation surrounding Pakistan's response to India's post-Pahalgam aggression, many of the country's policymakers are still rightly worried about India's decision to suspend the long-standing Indus Water Treaty, IWT. Pakistan has, thus far, stated that Indian attempts to disrupt the flow of the western rivers flowing from the Indus Basin into Pakistan would be considered an act of war. Is it debatable whether India can build sufficient infrastructure at high altitudes to significantly lessen the flow of the three western rivers given to Pakistan by the IWT of 1960? Pakistan can potentially challenge India's unilateral attempts to suspend the treaty via international arbitration mechanisms. Yet, earlier attempts by Pakistan to raise objections to Indian hydroelectric projects, such as the Kishanganga and Baglihar dams, using arbitration avenues provided under the Water Sharing Treaty, proved cumbersome, and did not produce entirely satisfactory outcomes either. The treaty itself is flawed, as it adopted an overly simplistic solution to the water sharing problem between the two rival nations. It merely bifurcated the six rivers flowing out of the Indus Basin. Pakistan was allocated the larger western rivers, and India got to control all the waters in the three eastern rivers, including the Ravi, which has now become a largely dead river due to aggressive Indian damming. India was also allowed to build run-of-the-mill infrastructure on the western rivers, if it did not disrupt water flow into Pakistan. As climate change was not on anyone's radar in 1960, the World Bank brokered treaty did not envision the threat of receding glaciers, which are already disrupting the flow of rivers into both countries. The IWT did not either contend with the increasingly severe problem of pollution, allowing India to dump its wastewater, via the Hudaria, Faisalka and Salemsha drains and the Kanurnala, into Pakistan. For decades, India has been pumping wastewater effluents into Pakistan. The Hudaria drain, for instance, originates in the Gurdaspur district in East Punjab, and after being joined by many tributaries in Amritsar, enters Pakistan near Lalu village. This natural stormwater nala now primarily carries sewage water mixed with untreated industrial waste from India. Unfortunately, hundreds of factories on the Pakistani side do the same, before this drain merges with Ravi River, 55 kilometers inside Pakistani territory. Despite the water in Hudaria drain being heavily polluted, numerous villages near the Wagha border grow vegetables irrigated using this wastewater. The Punjab government had a study conducted some years ago to better manage the Hudaria drain, but no practical steps have been taken to check the pollution of the drain by polluters on the Pakistani side, or to use IWT mechanisms to compel India to do the same.